Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Original.
Let's get it, Alfred, in here!
And the pod has Riley, Riley. Riley, and Riley,
in this podcast, there's no disrespect. So when Jeffrey left, I nearly wept. We got 2 minutes for us to connect. After 100 eps, now we got Alfred in effect. Alfred's got precision, replacement good decision. He's getting old, gotta break away from repetition. Cause when we be out, Marty pulls his weave out. You wouldn't believe we review. Doing it for a year now, Alfred's freaking here now. Improv from Chicago to Hollywood. Weird.
Review. Start the show. Getting weird.
That's about 30 feet tall and has a nest filled with spider little tiny horses. I don't understand the minds of Riley and Alfred to be able to come up with something so deranged.
Did you hear how much my name was in that?
Well, let's get it, God, Alfred Ha, let's get it, Bardwell in here. I feel like I have played that one before, but I did think you had maybe. Yes, and for some reason it was unread in the review email.
It was so good.
It's so nice.
They played it twice.
We have to play it twice.
Like New York.
This is from XOXO Gossip Banksy. Banksy shouldn't have to wait for the theme to be played. Get it done or you'll be sleeping in dishes or whatever the fuck.
What year is that from?
It's 23. So if we, I feel like we did play that. But guys, if this is not a sign that you need to start sending in more theme songs,
we're gonna replay them. Poor Tyler sitting there with how many unplayed in the bank, and you're over here replaying other people's.
It was unread. So listen, it's the algorithm. But thank you. That was actually, the lyrics were fun. I mean, obviously it was a copyrighted song of Let's Get It Started.
But I think it was different enough.
By the Black Eyed Peas.
I think you could probably get away with it.
Oh, from the same exact music backing?
Fuck off. Like, you're such a hater.
We're in moods today.
I'm in a rank, rancid,
we're in a mood. Last week, we were, like, silly and, like, kind of, like, cheeky. But tonight, yeah, tonight, if that gives you any indication.
Yeah, if you're feeling the fucking low energy.
Low energy Alf. We're recording at night.
Low energy Jeb.
Yeah. We're recording at night, and I'm sorry to say that. Trust me, I am sorry to say that. Because we're both little worker bees.
Buzz, buzz, buzz. My ass will fall off. I'm working so hard. Is
that what happens? What's new with your little ass?
Do you ever think about how when a bee stings you, it dies?
Yes, I do think about that. I don't think about its ass falling off, though.
That's what happens. Their ass literally gets torn out.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, they sting you. The barb gets stuck in you. And then they
falling out.
And then they fly away and their abdomen is torn asunder. It's horrible what happens to the bee.
It's horrible.
Jerry Seinfeld didn't put that in his fucking porno, did he? I'm just, like, upset about it.
Upset about bees or upset about recording?
Volcano los dos.
Oh, my God. I'm happy to be here with you. It's been a long day, and I'm happy to be here with my freeny team.
Yeah, man. And I'm thrilled to be here with my...
You're lying.
Rorloni Baloney. What if I gave you a nickname? You're always calling me Alfrini T.
Then find a nickname for me right now.
Okay. No, can't use that one. That's inappropriate. I'm just going to call you the C word.
How has your day been? What's new?
My day, it was hailing a minute ago and I thought, I hope they don't pick that up on the microwave. The microwave. The microwave. The microwave.
I couldn't tell if you meant that as a joke or not.
No. Sincerely, I looked at the thing in front of my face and I said, ah, yes, the microwave. My favorite household
okay,
appliance.
Okay, so you're recording on the microwave and it's hailing.
And I thought maybe the microwave... I did it again. I thought maybe the microphone would pick up the hail. And then it would make for a poor auditory experience.
I mean, nothing's poorer auditory than you calling the microphone the microwave two times.
If you could have, if you had to have no microphone,
any other co-host in the world.
Oh, come on! I know the answer. Everybody knows the answer. It would
Who
be
is it? The unknown.
The unknown from Willy's.
And at the time that this comes out,
know, like,
it will be,
everyone's
be like, it's
that's
not
so
topical anymore.
Overplayed, man.
What is that? It's the unknown.
It's like when I'm pretty sure the Tiger King movie still hasn't come out. You remember that? Remember that when they did Tiger
King? You
sure
King? It still hasn't come out?
When they did Tiger
the
King
movie,
and they were
like
Rob Lowe's going to play the Tiger King. And it was like April 2020. Everyone was like, that's going to be so fucking funny. And now it's like, it's
Do we think that's actually been
production
made?
For 5 years. And
Do you think they actually shot any frame of it?
I don't believe they. I believe they did some chem reads. Between
and
Rob Lowe
you
and
went
some
in
tigers.
For Joe Exotic.
I went in for Joe Exotic. Yes,
Alf, the money I would fucking pay to see you as Joe Exotic.
I don't think I would be the worst choice.
No, you would be actually inspired.
What was like his famous phrase?
Something problematic.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I don't. Nothing I can think of that he would say can be repeated. Did you watch it at the time?
I watched like an episode or two. It was really hard for me to get through with all the animal abuse and all. I couldn't do it.
Oh, does the moral superiority feel good, darling?
It actually
does it make
feels
you feel
great.
Good about yourself.
It actually feels great. Because
I watched
of which,
every fucking episode with milk. I drunk it up.
Like Allison Williams in Get Out.
I drunk it up.
I drunk it up.
Did you know that?
Did you know that? What does feel good, though? Yeah, what's new with me? I have a new sweater, and I'm wearing it. Oh, as if I needed any more sweaters.
I was going to say.
It was on sale.
Not dissimilar.
It was on sale. It is a like dark forest emerald green, chunky, oversized turtleneck. Big sleeves.
How big is the weather there today? Temperature-wise.
How big is the weather?
Temperature
it was
wise.
In like the 60s.
Okay, so like, not really sweater weather
for LA, baby.
60. You know how much you want temperature today?
Alf,
65
I'm,
here. I was
oh,
wearing
a sorry.
T-shirt.
I'm actually fucking talking. I'm actually fucking
Shut
talking.
The fuck up.
You just went on about Tiger King and microwaves and milk for a little bit. I'm sharing that I found this really cute sweater, and it was
okay,
like
fine.
$20 when it had been like $100. So that's very exciting to me. That's very
saying.
Exciting to me.
I don't think you need to be wearing a sweater when it's 60 degrees.
I don't think you need to be... What the... You know what? Jump. Get out. No, I was trying to...
Jump. Jesus. Okay, man.
I was trying to find a segue.
Didn't realize it was that fucking
I need to
deep.
Hop out of this conversation and
you
into our
said,
topic today.
I could... let me do it. I'll do it.
Okay.
Hop off my dick.
hop off my dick and onto a pogo stick, which is what we're talking about today. I love a pogo stick. Haven't used one in years. But I will say I was not the most athletic child. I'll say it. Shocker. But once I learned that I could use a pogo stick and do it well, that's when I felt moral superiority. Moral, physical. I felt so...
Physical.
Because not everyone can use a pogo stick. Not everyone can master that. But I could.
And what I was could like your well. Trick, your go-to trick?
There's no trick. I could just do it.
You couldn't do like flips or anything?
No one's doing a flip on a pogo stick.
I was.
You were telling me at 8 years old you were doing flips.
I was doing ollies. I was doing kick flips.
Right.
I was
on
grinding.
A pogo stick.
I was
You're
shredding.
Riding a pogo stick, Tom.
Yeah. All the other
Have you
kids
ever used one?
Would show up to the skate park with their fucking boards or whatever, and I'd say, oh, cool board. Watch
Have you
this.
Ever used a pogo stick?
No.
Why?
Not, well, maybe I haven't. I just don't remember. It's possible as a bouncing baby boy, I was around one and I might have given it a whirl, but I certainly never
it's
owned
possible
one.
Possible as a bouncing baby boy, I might have been around one and given it a whirl.
Yeah, like I might have been over at a friend's house and they might have had one and
might
have
been
said, "Give me that
a pogo stick."
But I don't think I never owned one. I never owned one.
Never owned one, but it was a great toy at like a friend's house. I think that's where I felt really cool because it's like, I'm not a runner. I'm not a track star.
She's not a runner. She's not a track star.
I never competed in team sports. I was about to say group sports, team sports. So the way that I could show my physical prowess, I'd go over to a friend. I'd be like, oh, what's that thing laying around there? Oh, is that a pogo stick? What if all Anspot had a try? And
your friend is like, oh no. Yeah, you did that last time. It's okay. Yeah, no, I know you can do the
also,
stick.
Also, old and small. You're what, 12?
It's not hard to do. Anyone can do it.
That's not true.
Whistle? How old were you when you learned to whistle?
I'm so young that I don't have a memory of doing it.
Is that really true?
Yes.
And that's untalented. You know how old was I when I learned to whistle?
20.
15.
Ugh. That's too old.
Late
How old
bloomer.
Were you when you learned how to use chopsticks?
Probably 11, 12.
Too old.
How old were you?
Like 4.
Wow. You're so fucking better. Cool. You're so better than me. Musical
I'm so better.
And can eat. I can't sing
She can
or
use
eat.
A chopsticks and she can hop on a pogo stick. We're sensing a stick theme. We're sensing a stick theme.
Pogo stick is hula hoop. Is jump rope. Is
pogo stick is hula hoop.
PE scooter. Is
PE scooter.
You know, what are they called?
The
They're
fuck
not scooters.
Is that?
They're the carts.
PE scooter. Oh,
sound off in the
about.
Comments. Y'all know what I mean.
I know you're talking scooter. About, but it's not certainly not a PE scooter.
I never saw a human own one of those not in PE.
Correct.
Those weren't like, you couldn't buy
those.
They're
actually those. Like moving carts. Like they feel like moving
yeah,
carts.
Yeah, you
I've
couldn't
used
buy one in
move.
The. Those were only for sale in multiples of a dozen. You couldn't yeah. buy just one.
I loved a jump rope. I loved a hula hoop. I could do hula hoop. Oh, a trick that I could do on hula. We're not talking about hula hoops today, but it does feel in the. It is in the world of poker.
You know what
stick.
I'm going to say?
What?
Cousins, not sisters.
Cousins, not sisters. Sisters, not twins. I could hula hoop. I could keep it in motion, waist down to my ankles, and bring it back up to my waist.
That I was always kind of transfixed by people who could do that.
I thought
like,
I was the coolest motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean, you probably were. I mean, that's a level of control over one's body I don't possess
I
now.
I could spin it around on one arm,
yes.
throw it up, and catch yes. it on the other arm and keep
she
spinning it.
She is the
it.
Moment.
No, and here's the thing. I felt so cool because when I was in middle school, I was in the ensemble of Seussical. Yeah. Well, it's
oh,
like I was actually
fuck,
Yertle
the coolest
the Turtle.
Kid alert.
I was
Yertle.
Yertle. But
give us a taste.
In, like,
give
the
us a
circus
taste. I know you remember
sequence.
It. I know you remember
in
it.
In the circus sequence, I had a highlighted part because I could do all that hula hoop stuff. But then these girls who knew how to do like aerial silks came in and I'm like, okay, well.
Aerial silks in what grade?
Like 6th grade.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Let's get into, we're veering too much away from the pogo stick.
Okay.
You can't really do anything other than jump high.
I'll veer us back. I'd love to have one now.
What would you do with it?
Pranks.
Pranks?
Yeah.
Like what?
I'd jump off a building and bounce back up.
Let's take a break.
Say, got your ass.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alfred, what's your social battery looking like right now? Because I know for me, I have been stressed out the wazoo and I am drained, mama.
Well, Riley, darling, it is 8:39 on a Monday night. My social battery is at 1%.
I have been so drained. I am I'm a little ambivert. So I love being with people, but I love being alone. And so, but when I'm with people, I'm on, and then I hit a wall, and then I'm like, it's time for me to leave. And so I feel like that wall has been getting closer and closer lately. It means I'm like, I'm a mix of an intro and an extrovert. Like, I don't consider myself fully one or the other.
I've been using it wrong.
What have you been using it for?
Oh, I thought it meant that you could only socialize if you're on Ambien.
Got it. Well, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. It's beautiful in spring now. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Like me, I do a little bit of both. Alf, where do you fall?
I need time away from you, that's for sure.
Okay, therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've never listened to the show before, you don't know this, but if you've literally ever thought about the show, you know that Alf and I are both in therapy, and we have been for years. I love therapy so much. I cannot stress it enough. It's the best thing I ever did for myself, for my mental health, for my overall health, my emotional life, physical life, literally everything. My life has fully changed from therapy, and I feel like everyone should be in therapy. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
It's like, you know how people, it's like, you know, it's like if you drop a penny off the Empire State Building, you could kill someone. It's you.
Actually, the terminal velocity.
Jumping on my head and it shoots you back up. Got your ass.
I mean, yes. I mean, Pogo Stick is Hula Hoop. It is Jump Rope, but it's also Mickey Mouse. It's also Wile E. Coyote. It's Acme. And I think that's something to consider.
And we're back. Pogo Stick is Mickey Mouse. Do you want to start or should I?
Yeah, here's one for a Pogo Stick. New Bounce. Pogo Stick for kids. Pogo Stick for ages 9 and up. 80 to 160 pounds. Pro Sport Edition. What does that mean? Quality, easy grip. Pogo Stick for hours of wholesome fun.
I hate when a product describes the kind of fun you can have with a thing. Just let it be what it is.
Hours of good-natured fun.
It's like, family friendly fun. Don't tell me that it has to be wholesome fun.
I also am just like, SEO is the worst thing that ever happened to naming of items.
What?
SEO, search engine optimization.
Oh,
how
yes,
they just throw
yes,
all the terms in there because you're going to Google like,
yeah.
Well, I want to buy my grandson a wholesome Pogo Stick. And yeah. So, and then that pops
as
up.
As opposed to the X-rated ones.
Yeah, where they're all freaking Peters.
and Peter Griffin.
I think you all know what I mean by that. Mary
Every
S.
time you bounce... Jesus Christ. Mary S.
Mary S.
Mary, save me a pogo stick.
Mary, save me a pogo stick. One star.
No, I want to redo.
Okay. Mulligan.
Mary Simon says, time to hop three times on a pogo stick.
Mary Simon says, time to hop three times on a pogo stick.
Yes.
One star. Went to Goodwill. We couldn't get it to work. I went to return it, but it was too late.
What?
So I have a couple issues with this one. First of all, you couldn't get it to work. Well, what the fuck does that mean? You don't need to set it up. You just jump on it, and either it works or it doesn't.
Yeah.
Second of all, stop giving your broken shit to Goodwill.
Yes!
Nobody
yes.
wants that.
Yes!
If it doesn't work, throw it away.
If it doesn't work, it's not, you're not doing a good thing by being like, this busted ass, fucking broken, like, cannot be fixed.
But couldn't get it to work. She didn't say, came broken, doesn't work. She said, could, so she's... acknowledging that it was user error.
Defective.
That it was, well, oh, no, was it defective?
That she couldn't get
we
it to
We couldn't
work.
Get it to work. Maybe they will at the Goodwill. Maybe someone will buy it from Goodwill and they'll take it home and they'll know. But we couldn't get it to work. We couldn't figure it out. I mean, there were no instructions with it. I mean, and so.
Okay, before I do the intake on this item, we just want to like make sure that we're doing our due diligence here at Goodwill, and we just want to make sure that we're getting the best quality goods to then resell to, you know, people who would want a pogo stick. So I'm going to need a little bit more description about what do you mean you couldn't get it to work, like the springs were defective or the handles weren't really.
I don't think I don't believe we got that far. You know, I wouldn't feel comfortable making any claim about the quality of any of the craftsmanship.
Oh, so
to me, looking at it, it looks perfectly
fine. It's in good
fine.
Condition?
I believe so.
Oh, well, great. So then I just need to ask, I mean, not to pry, but it looks like a pretty nice pogo stick, may I ask?
Yeah, it was quite expensive, but it was about $111.99.
Wow, $111.99.
Yeah.
So can I ask why the return?
Oh, we couldn't get it to work.
Okay. Well, thank you. So someone from across the room. Wait, oh my gosh, is that a pogo stick? Yeah. Oh my gosh, I got it. My little one has been asking for this for Christmas for months.
Mine too.
Oh my gosh. And I'm so, this is my lucky day. This is my lucky freaking day. Hi, I'm Julie. Gosh, this is,
hi, Julie.
What's your name?
Dave.
Dave, oh my God. Dave, you are a lifesaver. Excuse me, ma'am. I would like to take that pogo stick off of that man's very, very well-manicured hands.
Oh, thank you for noticing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we could do a resell on this and maybe, but let's call it $20. $20 for that locomotive. I don't think it's a locomotive. Wow, whatever it is, I will be taking it. Oh my gosh. Do you mind if I give it a whirl?
I sleep with Ziploc bags full of moisturizer on my hands. That's why they look so good.
That's why they look so good. Do you mind if I give it a whirl in the
Julie,
store?
Honest to God, I'd love it if you did because, and I'm not going to, no take backsies. It's yours fair and square. I gave it away. You purchasing it. Everything's above board here. But I'd love to see you figure it out because we were stumped. I mean, me and Barb must have been looking at that damn thing for about a good 3/4 of an hour. This is incredible to see. I mean, this is actually, you know, now this, could you mind if I film this? I think Barb needs to see this because I was pretty sure.
I feel like Tigger.
Yeah. No, and I was pretty sure this was how it was supposed to work, but she didn't believe me. She said, no, it can't be. You can't be jumping. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Thank you so much. Julie, sorry.
Yeah, gets down. Whoa. Wow. Talk about the ride of my life. Oh, gosh, I cannot thank you enough.
Can I ask?
How'd I do it?
Right, well, I guess I...
Well, you just jump on the dang thing, do you not?
You can still keep it. I'm not trying to take it from you.
Oh, I know. I paid for it, and it's mine.
Could I maybe...
Could you have a turn?
Have a freebie.
What's that?
Come on, could I get a ride
on it? Did you just wink at her?
Yeah, like just a free-spirited kind of like, you know, just I'm just trying to be like neighborly.
Is he making you uncomfortable?
No, come on, no. I don't think I am.
No,
right, Julie?
Not at all.
Right.
Oh, he's doing it again. No, you can.
What do you mean doing it again?
You're winking again, are you not?
Oh, I have something in my eye. I think all that bouncing you must have created something of a dust storm.
Well, you can use give it a go. Give it a go.
What do you start with?
What do you mean?
Step one.
Just get on and go. Like, you know, when you're
a
little
tot. Get on and
go.
Step two is go. Okay. So I think I saw you holding the bar gets on, it just sinks down and doesn't pop back up. Okay.
Oh.
Now what?
Get off it.
Steps off. Did I do something wrong?
Oh my God, what did you do? It's broken.
I don't think it's broken.
You just broke the dang thing.
No, this is exactly what was happening back at the condo. I think this is just... how I use it. I really don't think it's...
Cut to a different day. Heard out his wife is drying her hair. All right, I'm just about done. Okay, honey, here, I know you want to just get yours before we head out to dinner really quick. Here you go.
Thanks. Hair is soaking wet.
It shoots water out of the hair.
Is your hair dryer working?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, mine gave me a full blowout. Honestly, I can stop going to the salon now because, like, now that I can do this at home, saving me tons of money.
I know. It's what I noticed, but, well, by golly, Barb, I swear mine's getting wetter. It's like a damn shower in here, Barb.
Oh, Jesus. Honey, don't turn that on right next.
I don't know if all this water and electricity is a good combo.
Oh, my God, stop it. Turn it off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Turn it off.
I'm sorry. I just... Huh. I thought I was... I watched you really closely. I was pretty sure I used it exactly the same.
I can't do this anymore.
Oh, Barbie.
I don't know how else to say this other than... You are a cartoon man. You are Midas in terms of everything you touch turns to shit in the worst possible way.
That's not the Midas story.
I mean it in a bad way.
Okay.
I love you, but being out and about with you is embarrassing. You don't know how to do simple tasks. And when you try, it has the opposite effect of the thing the item was meant to be used for.
But
I don't understand the physics around it, but I don't it has to be a sign from God.
I've always been this way, though. I mean, where's this coming from? I mean, the night we first met, you know, I laid down my coat over that puddle for you. And then I stepped onto it, and I fell all the way down.
You fell all the way down. It made a hole.
I was up to my neck in water.
It made a hole. Your coat was like those portable holes from Roger Rabbit.
And then I bought you that bouquet of flowers, but it turned out they were all full of bees.
Yes.
Got stung.
Moments like these. So when you say, oh, where is it coming from? You know exactly where it's coming from.
But this is what I don't understand. I mean, on our wedding day, you know, I got up and I saw you standing there at the altar and I said, that's my Barbie. And I took out my ring and it got all rubbery on my finger and fell off.
And then when you put my ring on, it shocked me. It sent a zap through my arm. Now listen, honey, I'm all for a practical joke or a prank here and there. But this is just, over the past 5 years.
That wasn't on purpose.
It's exhausting. It's exhausting being married to you.
Okay, sure, I understand.
Remember last week on my birthday?
When
you said you baked me a beautiful pie, and I got all dolled up. You did, and I walked into the room, all our friends and family were there, and then you just threw the pie into my face, and the pie was all shaving
cream. I tripped. Okay, it wasn't on purpose.
Oh, yeah, this old chestnut.
No, I'm serious. I would never throw something at you on purpose. I'm not that kind of guy. But I'm tired of holding you back. And I'm tired of being, I don't know, just a wet rag around your neck.
Oh, God.
Is that a phrase? I don't know. I guess
so you can't even do this right.
Barbie and Ken, Barbie and Dave are no more.
You're not even going to fight for me?
You're
not even going to say, oh, I can change my ways.
I've been fighting. I fought for you this morning. You didn't see. I got up. I made you a whole breakfast in bed. I took one step upstairs to the bedroom. I came tumbling back down, orange juice in my hair, pancakes on my face, and then that two eggs landed where my eyes are and the bacon for my mouth. And this was all before you even got up. I cleaned it all up. I said, hopefully she won't notice. Then she won't leave me. But alas.
You said that?
Wasn't enough to save. Yeah, and the kids heard. Can you imagine that? They were eating their Rice Krispies, looking at their old sad sack of shit covered in breakfast food, just trying to keep his wife.
Don't talk about yourself like that.
No, it's true. If I'm a cartoon character, I'm somewhere between Droopy the dog and Pepe Le Pew, just a sad, stinky, horny mess. No, I'm serious.
Come on.
I want you to leave me.
What?
I want you to go. I don't deserve you. You sure as hell don't deserve me. And all the chaos that comes with me.
Listen, Dave. Barbie. I do love you. I do. I don't want you to think that...
I know you do. It's okay.
Well, you really stepping up to the plate in this way is making me reevaluate things.
No. Fly no. free, my little Tweety bird.
Oh, no, I don't want to be, I don't no, want either I know, of us to be cartoons.
But we can't come back from this.
So what are you going to do? You're going to go just fall down flights of stairs?
Well, Barbie.
That's it. Just keep falling down flights of stairs your whole life?
I've spent
trying
a lot
to get
of,
back up?
I spent a lot of time running from myself. Trying to be a man I'm not. For you, for the kids, for me, and, well, with Toby going to Stanford next year and Veronica on her way to Princeton, I figure...
It's amazing how we've only been together 5 years.
We adopted, and they were 13 at the time. Yeah. Don't know why I explain this to you every week. It's like selective amnesia with this one. Anyway, maybe it's time I find somebody who, well, who loves me for me.
Well, I hope you find that person.
Thank you.
Be they a cartoon or a real life human being.
My hope is on Real Woman. But?
But?
You know, whatever happens, happens.
Cut to him making an eHarmony profile.
Likes. Well, I guess I like women. No, that's weird. I don't know where to put that. That's weird. I guess I'll put hockey. I don't even really like hockey. It's just more normal than the women.
That's your mother.
And then 2 weeks later, a mysterious housekeeper turns up. Her name? Mrs. Doubtwater.
Mrs. Droughtwater. Like, and that's not, that's like, you have the preference of men and women. You choose women. Preference women. Likes women.
Women and, well, women.
More women. Let's
if I was
another.
On a desert island, what would be the one thing I'd want to have with me? Women. My favorite song? Women. Okay, go ahead.
This is for Flybar Master Pogo Stick, ages 9 and up, 80 to 160 pounds. Easy grip handles, anti-slip pegs, outdoor toys, boys, girls, outside toys for kids, teens, tweens.
I'm so fucking glad that the title clarified that you can use the pogo stick regardless of gender. Because I was
know.
Really worried until it threw
I
that
know.
In there.
I know. This is 5 stars from Caleb.
Okay.
No last name.
Oh.
Any fucking day. Caleb, any last name you can think of.
Probably Caleb.
Or any word. It can be literally anything. It doesn't even have to be a
probably
word.
Caleb. Caleb.
No fucking way.
His last name is Caleb. Caleb, Caleb. Yeah, I like the ring of that. Huh. I could get used to this.
Caleb, Caleb. 5 stars. The title is One of Our Most Used Toys. My kids are getting to the age where they are too old for certain toys. However, these have come in handy. I bought one for my son, and then I bought another one for my other son for Christmas. Surprisingly, with how rough my kids are on them, they've held up extremely well. We have not had any issues at all. Every time their friends come over, they use them, and my children use them all the time as well. So they've gotten lots of use since Christmas. This one in particular bounces a lot higher than my other son's. If I was going to make a purchase again, I would definitely get this one.
That is so fucking sad.
So he bought two different... Okay, that's your first mistake, is getting two different kinds.
I grew
one
up with
for
a,
one son, one for the other.
I grew up with a brother 2 years apart. If one of us had a pogo stick that went really high and one of us had a pogo stick that went really not high, that would have been, I mean, it would have been a fight to the death over who got to use the good pogo stick.
Also, like, even in the review, that he's like, I got one for my son for Christmas, and then I got another one for my other son. It's like he didn't have to say, like, there's something about, like, who's the other son? Like, who is referred to as the other son?
I heard you on the phone the other day.
Yeah.
Did you call me, your other son?
What are you talking about, Max?
Well, I don't know. I guess you were on the phone with one of your work colleagues or something, and you were talking, and you sounded really proud.
I'm proud of both of you boys. You know what was happening is he's helping me get tickets to the Kings game. And I said, you know, can you get them for both my boys? And he said, yeah. So that's surprise. You, me, and Randy are going to the Kings game on Saturday.
That's awesome, Dad. You know, kind of, I mean, that was artfully done. You really skirted the kind of confrontation I was attempting to have with you. Obviously, I'm excited to go to see the game. I mean, I would say I've been pretty clear that I'm not that interested in sport or crowds. So I would think maybe you would know that that's not super thrill. That's maybe
And Randy. Oh my God! Listen, I love you.
Randy
does like it.
No, you're right about half of that.
I'm just a dad trying to spend time with his boys,
and I'm just
his
a boy.
Two sons, one and the other.
Yeah. Did you hear it? Did you hear it?
The lack of gratitude in my youngest son's voice creeping up through his vocal cords. Yeah.
Okay,
there's a bell.
Can we do a little word association?
Of course.
Okay. I'm just going to start simple. Dog.
Bark.
Okay. Fish.
Gulp.
Sun.
Moon.
Okay. Sun, S-O-N.
Good.
Okay. Other son.
Sorry, that wasn't a word.
That wasn't a word. Other son.
You. I mean. Oh no. I don't mean it like that.
I thought it was pretty clear where I was leading you there. You know, that was like two, you know, ships, like cruise ships, somehow managed to hit each other in the middle
Max,
of the ocean. I was
going
to be so much
buddy,
warning
Max,
what I was
buddy,
trying to do there.
Max, Max, buddy, buddy, Max, buddy, Max, buddy, buddy,
I stopped talking
Max,
a while ago. You can start
buddy,
your point
Max,
whenever you find it.
Sit down. Sit down.
Okay.
I want to apologize.
Are you going to sit or are you just going to stand over
sit,
me like that?
I'm going to stand.
Weird.
I just want to apologize. I can imagine that as a child, that must have not felt very good hearing your dad call you the other kid.
Well, that felt infantilizing. I mean, I don't think it would feel good even if I was your adult son to hear
I'm
you say that.
I met anybody. I mean, listen, I don't know if you could tell or maybe you forgot, but I'm an only child.
No, and it's pretty clear.
And so
that
sometimes
was,
I forget.
It's hard to forget that about you.
It's sometimes I forget, you know, I'm an only man child raising
astute.
Two kids
astute
come on enough
man child no that was astute
sometimes can I admit something sometimes
didn't I, what did you notice how you didn't wait for me to respond
and this
you said
is
can I admit
exactly.
You know it's the rhetorical questions
and
with
this
you
is my
that's
point.
Really draining
Max, sometimes I feel like you wish you had a different dad.
Absolutely.
Sometimes I feel like you don't like. Oh my God! So you can't be mad at me for calling you other son when you don't
Doesn't
even like
work
me
that way, Chief.
You don't even like me.
Why do you think I wish I had
Randy,
a different
get
dad?
In here, Randy, my boy, get in here.
All right, all right.
Yeah, that's my guy.
When are we going to the game later, Pop?
Call it Saturday, my man.
Fuck yeah, so cool, Chief. Anybody want a grinder?
Your brother Maxwell is not too happy.
Who wants a grinder?
Oh, you know I'll always take one.
Sub for the little guy, right?
The other one, he'll take panini pressed.
No, you were right, Randy. A sub would be good.
You got it, Chief.
Randy, wait. Before you go making our grinders, can you sit for a second? We need to have a family meeting.
Okay. Are you going to stay standing?
I am going to say standing.
Okay.
You're
going
to sit next to your brother.
All right.
Now, boys, I love you both not an equal amount, but I like you. No, I meant to reverse that. I love you the same. I like you
Randy,
differently.
He's pretty bold-faced about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's never really been any doubt to me that, you know, he's pretty clear that, you know, he loves me more. And
No.
I want you to know.
Misspoke.
Hang on a second.
Misspoke.
I'm talking to my brother. I want you to know, you know, Maxie, from the bottom of my heart, I see him as an equal. You know, I know that I'm the, you know, more traditionally masculine one. I love sports and Italian cured meats and putting them into sandwiches that are thick with dressing. But I think...
Randy's way. It's when it's just Dijon.
Yeah, Pops. She tries too hard. And I think at the end of the day, you know, he's going to be, you know, not around forever. And I hope that you and I can continue to have a relationship into an adulthood. And you don't resent me because of the way he's pitted you and I against each other our whole lives.
No, I really appreciate you saying that. That was... Thank you, Randy. Yeah.
Ditto.
Yeah. Wasn't really about you or any of your whole thing.
No, listen, boys, I love you. And listen, you can ask any parent on the block, heck, even any parent on Facebook, they will all agree that, of course, we have favorites.
Yeah.
Of course we have favorites. But I love yous just the same.
You
but it's
literally,
just Randy
no,
and
I'm
I
connect. Sorry, I got in the wrong.
I
you
misspoke,
literally started
Randy,
your
I
rant.
Spoke. You know, listen to your father. Randy, listen to your father.
Oh, my.
I misspoke. I love yous equally. I do like Randy more because we're more similar. Okay?
Well, I wouldn't stretch it.
What do you mean?
We're more similar, sure. But we're not similar.
We're like the same guy.
I
love it.
Uncle Brian and I feel a lot, I feel a lot more kinship to him as a father figure.
Your mother's brother is not your dad.
I didn't say he was my dad. I
you
said
just
he
said,
was,
oh, he's more of his father.
You know, Max, can I call you in for a second? You know,
you in? What kind of fucking...
Yes, I know you don't want to go to therapy, but me and Max have actually been going to therapy for quite some time. So,
what?
Yes.
You said that therapy is for people with tote bags, and I didn't really understand what you meant by that. But I
meant
thought it was
young
bad.
People who donate to NPR, like me.
Oh,
and
what?
Max, you know who I feel really bad for? You know, I feel bad for you, sure. And I
who
feel
doesn't?
Bad.
Hey, up top.
I'm not gonna high five that.
Come
and I,
on.
And I do feel bad for dad too. You know, for the old
what?
Man. There's clearly some void.
I'm not old.
Know.
I'm like 63.
Pretty old.
No.
And Maxie, you know who I really feel bad for? Martin. Our other brother.
Oh shit! I forgot
I mean,
about that.
Right.
One.
You know, Max, it's like for you to be called the other brother, imagine how much Martin wishes he even got that. But Dad just forgets about him.
I did ultimately forget. I keep doing that. I need to put sticky notes around the house that say, don't forget about Martin.
Yeah, I've been here the whole time.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Martin, don't
I
sneak up on us like that.
Waiting for you to notice me.
God, you're so slight.
Any chance I could score a ticket to the big game?
Little guy afraid there's only three tickets.
No,
so,
Matt, Martin, you can have my ticket. I really
no,
don't want
no,
it.
No, you can't.
I,
no, you can't, Martin. No,
no
Max, you are
Martin
coming
can,
to the game.
I think Martin can have my ticket.
No,
Dad.
I
no
don't think
deal.
So. Afraid. Actually, no, your name's on the ticket, so Martin can't have it, because if the security takes, they're going to be like, oh, that's not the same. That's not the other son. That's the other. That's some rando.
First of all, there's no way our names are actually on the ticket.
I'll write them on.
I don't think the security guard will care. That might void the ticket. I.
Please don't make me take him.
He's really a fun guy once you get to know him.
Oh, yeah, right.
Hey, I got
like
a bright
idea. Like you spend any time together.
I got a bright idea. Why don't we take the three of us to the game? Cut the old one out of it.
Well, no.
Yeah,
no, but I kind of
like
hang-
that idea.
No, I wanted to hang out with the cool. No way, Max, not you too. You're
all
the
right.
smart one.
Let's all get on my motorcycle. that I no. stole.
What? No, no, that's so cool. No, guys, please don't
I
leave
know.
Me out of this. Please don't leave me out. What do I got to do to come, huh? What do I got to do?
You got a time machine?
What?
Because there's no way you're coming to the game unless you got a time machine. You can go.
You can't be driving
back.
The motorcycle. You,
you
had too many grinders.
I had a long day at the factory, okay? I'm a grown man. I'm entitled to certain vices.
I love you so fucking much, dude. Hey, Martin?
Yeah?
Why are you
laughing?
Because I think your dad might actually be your mom's brother.
Come on! That's a low blow, Dad.
I'm not even being like a dick. I mean genuinely.
You are being... No, I'll be clear. You're being a dick. Maybe not on purpose.
Yeah, he's got a good point. You're really kind of an asshole.
It's not even... No, I know. I'm kind of a prick. But this, I legitimately don't think I'm your dad. I don't think I'm your dad.
Good. I mean, honestly, for me, Uncle Brian's way fucking cooler than you.
Oh, come
on! You fucking rank-ass, fucking stupid-looking, wannabe fucking cool kid. You know, it's just sad. You make me sad.
Well, Martin...
Happy?
Tell us how you
happy?
Really feel.
Are you guys happy you made your old man cry?
You're not crying. You just, you know.
I'm thinking about it.
You got your usual flop sweat, but rubbing your eyes.
Well, fine. You three go have fun at the big game. Without
okay.
your old... No, wait. No, don't. I actually... No, fuck. And they're gone. And they're outside. And they're on the motorcycle. And they're driving away. And, oh my god, they're already at Crypto.com Arena. And they're gone. Oh, and the game's on. Let me turn that on the TV. And I'm watching. And the Kings... Oh, god. They shoot, they score. They shoot, they score. They shoot, they score. Oh, man. What a time. Are there any... Oh, no. We're out of pretzels. And, out of Dijon. That's because it's Randy's way. All the hoagies just dripping in the stuff. And, okay. Spin drift. There we go. Lemon. Let's put a little lime in there. Make it a little Sprite. Sugar-free. There
Daddy.
We go. And...
Daddy.
Oh!
Marco.
Oh, God, no, don't tell me. Marco.
It's Marco.
Marco.
Your daughter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Marco. Yes.
Marco.
Marco. Margo.
Margo.
With Margo Polo.
I mean, you picked it.
Do we got time for one more?
Yeah, I think Sylvester Stallone and his stolen motorbike have time for one more.
Do you want to read it or should I?
Celeste Peculiar says, 5 stars. A powerful pogo equals lots of fun. When I was a kid, many, many years ago, I used to pogo around. Even rode my pogo several blocks away to the corner store. I don't know what possessed me to try it again, except that I remembered how much fun it was. So I went looking for a pogo for adults and found this one. I'm not disappointed. Man, is it strong. The first few times I jumped on, I flew across the driveway, almost into my car.
Oh my god!
One time, and almost into a tree the other. I learned rather quickly not to jump on with so much force, but rather to gently sort of step on. Also, not to make a big, strong downward push, but baby hops, at least for now. Once I tame this beast, I'll give it my all. And holy cow, what a workout.
Oh my God.
I'm sure I'll drop 20 pounds once the weather warms up just from pogoing. My neighbors probably think I am nuts because you rarely, if ever, see a 53-year-old woman jumping on a pogo stick in their driveway. I am relearning the technique, but have gotten up to 27 consecutive hops, which is a good start, I think. I love this pogo stick. It is strong, sturdy, and powerful, and I look forward to having a blast with it. Celeste's a little kooky, huh?
I don't know what to say.
Yeah. For me, it's man, is it strong. The first few times I jumped on it, I flew across the driveway.
Man, is it strong.
And once I tame this beast, I will give it my all.
That's... Once I tame this beast, I'll give it my all.
Two cowboys and a rodeo.
Now, Dale, you don't need to go out there. You know, there's no need to risk your life for this.
No need to risk my life. If I don't win this here rodeo, I won't make enough money to bring my wife's little baby boy into this world. So I gotta get back out there.
Damn that midwife and her extortion.
I know. Well, when our first kid arrived and she, cost us an arm and a leg, I thought, I will never let this woman do this to us again. And wouldn't you know, she done fooled me again.
And their home birth is not even like she's paying rent on a space.
I know. All that being said, I need to literally get back on that horse.
But I'm scared. You've heard the rumors, right?
What rumors? Can't be as bad as Bojangles from last month's tournament. He done knocked you right into the stands.
This. This
you
one
all
here
right?
This one here is about 30 of them put together. This right here, his name is Vile. V-I-L-E, they call him Vile. And he's something fierce not to be meddled with. I looked that horse in the eye, I swear I saw Satan himself.
Well, there's no way they'd let a horse like that into this here tournament.
He's
rodeo.
30 hands tall, 40 hands wide.
Stop it, you're just trying to get me scared.
A thick beast of a horse.
Well,
what makes you figure the feller to tame him?
I'm sure I can train that there beast, and I could ride him to kingdom come.
He's killed men 3 times the size of you. You think they call him Vile because he's all cuddles and lollipops?
No, I'm sure he's just a little stinky and maybe a little hard to look at. And they say, oh, that horse is vile. And then, you know,
stinky.
How folklore starts.
Stinky ain't even the half of it. I turned up last week to the barn. I hadn't even seen him before my nose started to bleed. And the stench is something acrid, like from you just cracked a battery and took a huff.
You told me you'd stop doing that last fall.
It's a high like no other, Dale. I can't stop.
Well, listen, I appreciate your advice. I appreciate you looking out for me. But I gotta get on that there horse. The midwife, you don't know what kind of shit she's got on me.
Now she's an extortionist and a blackmailer. I've seen everything with this midwife. What's she got on you, Dale? Is it photographs?
It's a couple photographs.
Photographs of you and one of your mares.
Well, no, it's just...
Not judging, but there's rumors about you, Dale.
There's,
you know, I
not,
know...
You know, the, know photo, the photographs of. Are just selfies I took, but because of them rumors, she's got a lot of leverage with them.
Oh, Lord Dale, what have you got yourself into?
I put him through Visco Cam because I thought, oh, well, now that makes you look pretty. What?
Dale, they're gonna sell your data. You can't do that. They'll sell your data. What have I told you about being off-grid?
Okay, fine. It's I'll like go off the listen. Grid.
Do you listen to any of the podcasts I send you?
You send me podcasts?
Oh, my God, on Telegram.
Listen, I love you, brother. You are a hell of a friend I'll ever find in this lifetime, but...
I am a hell of a friend you'll ever find in this lifetime. Thank you, Dale.
My number's up next. I gotta go tack up Vile now, you see? And, I can do it. I'm gonna tame that there beast. I'm gonna win this rodeo, and I'm gonna pay this evil, evil witch of a midwife. And then she'll finally be out of our lives, and my little boy will be in my arms, and it'll be the happiest day of my life.
Unless you get Priscilla pregnant again, then you'll really be up a creek without a paddle.
I learned my lesson from the last two.
I swear I heard a little bit of your past life as a yodeler come into it there.
Stop, you know I...
That's
you know.
It, Dale. That's how we'll get your money. You'll go on the yodeling circuit. There's no need to risk life and limb on Vile.
Now, up next, number 326, Dale B. Kearns. Well, that's me.
Okay, Dale, take this.
Now or never. What's that?
It's a lucky charm. My grandfather gave it to me.
Oh, no, you wear this on your lapel every day. I can't take that from you.
No, if you're going to die, I want you to die with a part of me on you.
I'm not going to die. I might just get tossed around a little, but that's not going to kill a man. I'm sure that horse is lovely.
It could well kill a man. You've been in this rodeo business long enough that getting tossed around a little sure does have the potential to kill a man.
Vile comes into the stable.
I wouldn't look. I'm not going to make eye contact with him. No, I am not.
Well, that's your prerogative. Now,
last time I made eye contact
with
him. Zoo woo, I could barely walk straight for a week after what he did to me.
Well, it's time.
Okay.
Vile?
Oh, there goes a satanic clicks.
You seem like a nice horse there, Vile. All big steam coming off you. Oh, gosh. I've never heard a horse growl like that before, I gotta say. Oh, well, what if I give you a little carrot, see? Yeah, you like a carrot. Oh, God, he just hoovered it up. Didn't
even
bite
it or
nothing.
Now, Dale. Yeah, give him a carrot, he'll take your arm off.
Well, no, he just sucked it right up out of my hand.
Hoover mouth.
Hoover mouth, that's exactly right.
Hoover mouth.
Hoover mouth, that's exactly right.
Hoover mouth.
That's exactly right. Now, what if I just give him a little pet right on the nose? He's hot to the touch, Dale. Jim, I cannot. He is hot to the touch.
Well, then don't. Oh, well, you gotta touch him. You're riding him.
I know.
Dale, I really think
he's
you should
back
out. He's
gonna scald my legs. No.
Where are my leather chaps?
No, I can't keep taking your items from you.
If you're gonna die out there, I want it to be in my finest trouser.
Okay, well then take off your pants.
Don't have to ask me twice.
All right, got them on. Hell fit just
yeah.
Right.
Damn, you look good. Fuck.
Oh, thanks. All right.
Shit.
Moment of truth. Vile, can I get on you?
No.
Oh, what a bone-twisting neigh you got there. All right. Here we go. All right. And the round is starting. We are going to count down. Dale, please get on Vile, and we will get this rodeo going.
All righty. Dale, I love you.
I love you too, Jim.
That goes the finest man I ever knew. What was that you said?
I was going to say, if I don't make it out, will you make sure to pay the midwife?
I won't be paying the midwife. No, she's a witch, and I don't believe in paying witches. But I did love you.
Cuts him off. The door, the paddock opens.
Yep, there he goes.
explodes.
Just a fine red mist over the crowd.
The heat.
He boils from the inside.
All that's left is the little pin on the ground.
Told him not to do it. Stubborn son of a gun.
The midwife in disguise. Perfect.
I know that midwife had something to do with this. I swear. She ain't not right. I swear. That horse and her showed up in town at about the same time. I'm going to write a letter to somebody about this because this ain't normal.
Let's do our last segment.
This
show we all week long.
All week long?
It literally did. I'm not even joking. It literally
shook. Ask me what's shaking. I got one this summer.
Oh my God, what's shaking your ass?
Dune 2.
Dune 2.
Dune 2.
Tell me
somebody asks me, they're from Glasgow. What are you doing tonight? Dune tonight.
Well, I'm seeing Dune 2. I saw Dune 2 last night. It was fucking great. I loved it. I was like, oh my God, I'm on Arrakis. You know? And I guess what I'm really shouting out is making sci-fi movies that aren't
shit.
Well, I wasn't going to say that. I was going to be more diplomatic. That aren't bad. No, that that are visually like fun and like aren't just like, which I know is rich. Like it's literally a movie set, a series of movies set on a desert planet where it's just the desert. But they make some really fun visual choices, like. It's so much exposition and just like proper noun, a proper noun, random proper noun, exposition. Right. But they make it really like so entertaining. Whereas there are other movies and they rhyme with the MC poo that, you know, it's just like visually just like whew, broad brush. Just everything's looks the same and it's just. And I just, it was just such a good movie and it was so many good performances and you know, Timothée, I know you're a listener and I just want to say like,
Timmy,
I just want to say like, thank you for, you know, being a fan from day one.
Yeah. We really appreciate it.
And I know we haven't played your theme song yet, but
it's coming.
Yeah. We're just waiting for the right.
Speaking of which, theme songs, reviewshow@gmail.com. Send them, fuckers. Please.
It's review, of course.
It's review, of course. I can't wait to see it.
It was really good.
But my What Shook Me is something that I have been seeing that I would like to see more of every day. At this time, I mean, by this time, the finale will have already happened. But The Traitors, I'm talking about The Traitors again because I just watched the penultimate episode of season 2 of The U.S. Traitors. And what I'm here to talk about is not just how much I love the show, but how... Celebrity crush, Riley celeb crush alert. It's not a new one. It's just Alan Cumming again. I'm back on the Alan Cumming train. And like, it's really there. It's really there for me. I'm really present to that crush, to that feeling. You have had no reaction to this, I will say. You
well,
are not.
Well, because, darling, and I do love you, but I mean, you're a broken record with this Cumming business. I mean... You know, he's a fantastic looking man. I mean, he's somewhere between a Greek god and a poet.
And a nymph.
Yes, I mean he's beautiful, and I get the obsession, but there comes a point where you know I worry.
Can I say one other thing about a crush? This is also not a new one, but Adam Scott is in Madame Web, and. I know. Can you believe?
Say that sentence to someone from the 13th century.
And I left that movie. Elizabeth Valenti and I, the next day, I told her, I'm like, I need that man in an upsetting way.
Adam Scott.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, again, Mr. Scott,
I'm
Mr.
Just,
Cumming.
I'm
these
just,
are good
no,
ones.
No, no, no. I know, like, and I am a broken record. I have said these people. What I'm saying is, I know that I have said these men on the show many times before.
Yes.
But... There's been a lot of Cuphead Devil recently. There's been a lot of like weird cartoon stuff. And so I just want to share.
And I like
that
it when
I am
that
still,
because like I know how to react to that.
I am still, I'm but a woman. It's I like, am but a woman.
And she's always Alan Cumming to me. I think the problem is when they're normal and I like I just don't know how to react. I'm like,
okay,
when they're weird, yeah, like that's fair. I want you to see Dune and be like, ooh, the fuck, worm. Baron yeah. Harkonnen gave me a fucking wetty.
You know how I talk.
And now I'm fucking, ooh, I love him so much, you know?
Well, who's a weird one who I've been on about recently? No, I mean, it's really, Cuphead Devil's always going to do it
normal.
For me.
You've been
yeah,
pretty normal.
Yeah, it's been pretty normal lately. Maybe that's been shaking me. Maybe,
yeah, honestly.
Like, what's going on? Like, my crushes are normal.
Hey, animators. Animators in the city of Hollywood.
Make your weird little posh,
make some freaky animal
fucking,
guy horny.
Make a freaky animal person, but make him a fop, and then I'll be into it. You can find Alfred on Instagram. Alfred. You find the show on Instagram at Review Review, Reddit r/ReviewReview, Discord, HeadGum Discord Review Review, and Jeffrey James, my Patreon.com/RileyandJeff.
And you can find Riley on Instagram.com, just the web browser, not the phone application.
Never the phone
at Riley and Spore, and on Twitter.com, now known as XXXXXXX.com for as long as it lasts, at Riley Coyote. And as we say, every single week on the show, we're always saying it, we're never not saying it. That
horse
is named
Vile. That horse is named Vile. We'll see you next week, cowboy. Good night.
I love it when you call me sweet daddy.
Daddy.
In a little ring.
That was a HeadGum original.